Namaste. My name is Will Simra. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak, you can't improve before you suffer. No? The problem is that we have positive thinking. So the positive thinking can't understand that we live in a polarity and that the world is a representative of the polarity. This means we need all the time both poles, the positive and the negative poles. For instance, you drive a car and then your car is drifting or slipping to the side. You apply positive thinking, everything is okay. And what happens then? Accident, great. Or what? Then you think on the worst things. Maybe the brakes are bad and so on. So you stop the car and check the brakes, check the wheels, check if all the other things are working also. This means all tires, okay, brakes, how looks the street, is it too rainy, was the street too dirty? And then when you have checked everything and know the solution, maybe you drive slower, then you let go of the negativity. So, would you trust an engineer who would apply positive thinking? For sure not. An engineer is focused, as me, focused on the worst, case or the worst scenario to make the best product. Simple. So he needs his worrying, he needs all this negativity to make the best. Makes sense or makes not sense? Or stock market trading, the same thing. Would you trust a positive thinker? For sure not. Then you will getting bankrupt. You have to check everything normally. And then you're focused on your outcome. You focus all the time on the outcome, still you respect what is in the way, what is speaks against that. And for this you find the solution in case if something is going wrong. So then the next example is my lovely Boeing 373 MAX. Okay, I've worked in this industry quite long and so on. So they've applied positive thinking and two accidents happened, 500 people dead, great or not great. So they wanted to compete with the Airbus and then they thought we put on a bigger engine like from the Airbus, but it didn't fit it. So underneath the wing, like the older engines, so they integrated them in the wings and the aerodynamic changed and they thought, my belay, I don't care. Things is over, these people don't respect anything. Okay, don't care how many people are dying, we don't care. Our purpose is to make it full efficient. And then they made a fast software fix that never had worked out. And for the pilots, they thought, okay, we don't care. There was no additional training. Only on the iPhone or something, or iTablet, 1.5 hour instruction. This was all. For totally different aerodynamic. So you construct an aircraft in the USA, but not in Europe Okay? Okay. Positive thinking. This never will work out. If you create positive thoughts, the mind will create negative thoughts to counteract. So what to do? Not thinking at all. So you focus your mind on God and watch your thoughts. This is all what you do. And then you're getting calmness in the mind without thinking. Otherwise, it's just a fighting between positive and negative thoughts. This will lead to nothing, only wasting of your time and energy. And so more you focus on God, the calmer you get, the more bliss you get, the more love you get, everything getting much, much better, and God will help you. And with positive and negative thinking, what you can reach? Nothing. Waste of time. So this means we don't want to suppress our negativity. We use our negativity to become better. Okay? And then we focus again on our outcome. So there is a problem, for instance, and we want to find the solution. Then we should ask ourselves, what has the situation to do with ourselves? The first question all the time. What would be an integral person angry in this situation or not? Is it a personal problem or not? What has this situation to do with a bath? Yeah. Do we repeat something? That we all the time in the same problem. Okay. Do we project our inside suppressed anger on the situation? For instance, you are very angry when you are working, and then you're coming home and beat up the child. No? This will not work out. Believe me one thing. The child will retaliate. Okay? And the child didn't have to do anything with your anger. Is it better to accept the situation or to change the situation? And here comes the kick. We go first through the first 5 points, and then we can decide if we want to change the situation and if it would be better. But first ask the 5 questions. And then would it be better to find a solution and to improve the situation? And this is the last thing what you should decide for yourself. And always the best solution were coming when you had first complained and were angry about the situation. And then you had the drive to change the situation. Does it make sense? So the solution will never come if you don't complain. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about that, and bye.